第一章一到十五节，神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。正如以赛亚先知书上记着，看哪，我要差遣我的使者在你面前，他要为你预备道路。在旷野有声音喊着，预备主的道，修直他的路。照这话，施洗约翰来到旷野，宣讲悔改的洗礼，使罪得赦。犹太全地和全耶路撒冷的人都出去到约翰那里承认他们的罪，在约旦河里受他的洗。约翰穿骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带，吃的是蝗虫和野蜜。他宣讲说，有一位在我以后来的，能力比我更大，我就是弯腰给他解鞋带也不配。我用水给你们施洗，他却要用圣灵给你们施洗。那时耶稣从加利利的拿撒勒来，在约旦河里受了约翰的洗。他从水里一上来，就看见天裂开了，圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他身上。又有声音从天上来说，你是我的爱子，我喜爱你。圣灵立刻把耶稣催促到旷野里去。他在旷野四十天受撒旦的试探，并与野兽同一起，且有天使来伺候他。约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣讲神的福音，说，日期满了，神的国近了，你们要悔改，信福音。
十二岁的孩子，你们可以跟江牧师，他在外面等你。For those who are 12 years old, any one of you? 刚才已经出去了嘛？我们跟儿童跟青少年事工紧密的配合。这个十二岁他是刚刚转上来，哦，会有很多很大不一样，所以我们会在前面这段期间呢，安排一些帮助他们适应的那个安排。
Yeah. You're 12 years old. Now you need to go out and have the time to adjust to the youth fellowship. So we did make some arrangements so that the transition is easier for the 12 year old young youth. Yeah.
我们希望说能够帮助每一个人呢，从小到老都在这个教会里面一起来成长。
Because we desire that no regardless of the age, from the youngest to the oldest, you can grow in church.
大家新年好
，Happy New Year。
这个大概是我第一次跟大家祝贺这个新年。
It's probably the first time that I say Happy New Year to people。
因为对我来讲，每一天都是一样的。
To me, every day is the same。
但是我当然我也感觉这个节日的气氛。
But of course, I do experience the seasons。
因为有这样的一种节奏，对我们也是很好的。
Because when we have seasonal rhythm, it's good for us。
但是因为我的信仰的价值观，我知道每天都是一样的。
But because of my religious conviction, I know that every day is the same.
但是另外呢，也是因仰信仰的价值观，对我来讲，每一天都是新的。
But also because of my conviction, I know that every day is new.
不需要等到新年才会是新的。
You do not need to wait until New Year to be new.
因为我们的这位上帝是创造主。
Because our God is the Creator God.
所以所谓创造，它就是一直有新。一种带动在心的里面。
So to call him a great creator means that he always brings forth something new.
其实我们今天也看到一些新的事情。
And even today we see something new.
可能对俊培来讲，他更加体会什么叫新。
Maybe for Jun Pei, he will can feel it strongly.
我们知道说他去年病了一场大病。
He was very ill last year.
他有很多旧的东西忘记了，对吗
？And he forgot many old things.
除了他的刀。
Apart from his many knives, yeah.
但是对他来说也是一个新。
But it's also something new for him.
那么他重新再把他的这个打鼓的这个事情能力恢复起来。
So he restored back his skills in his percussion.
但是呢，不完全是恢复到以前那种旧的。
But may not be exactly the same as the old.
他有一些新的东西在发生。
There are new things happening.
我们刚才又看到一位新的助手在他旁边。
And then suddenly we see a young associate with him just now. Yeah.
我们看到生命就是这样子，我们这边信的是创造主，是新。
And that's what life is about. The God we believe is a God of creator, something new.
我们有痛苦，我们有苦难，甚至我们有这个，这个所谓不好的事情。
Even though there are many grievances, many hardships, many unpleasant things.
但是我们不去 condemn 说啊没有意思了这个世界。
But let's not then condemn that the world is meaningless.
因为它是上帝创造的。
Because it is still created by God.
就是有在有坏的、有败坏的事情里面，它还是会再产生新的。
Even when there is bad things or there's corruption, it will still bring forth new things.
而且它永远没有停止。
And God does not stop.
一直到完全的新天新地。
Until the new heavens and the new earth.
所以让我们带着这样一个心态，也来面对新的一年。
So let us bring this such attitude to face the year ahead.
不管去年有失败的，或者是不好的。
Regardless whether last year you had failed or you did badly.
但是今年我们又是一个新的机会。
This year is another new opportunity.
那么我特别要祝贺那一些进入小六进入中一的。
And I in particular want to congratulate those who have embarked from primary six to secondary one.
你会发现到会是一个很大的不同。
You realize that there's going to be a huge change.
然后从中四进入到高中 JC 或者 Poly 的
，and from Sec 4 to Junior College, Poly and whatever，
也是一个很大的不一样。
Again, a massive change, dramatic
change. 我看最大的不一样，忽然你发现到你比较多自由了，父母亲管不到你了哈。
First of all, you realize that you have a lot more freedom and your parents can't control you.
然后我们一些高中毕业的要去当兵做阿兵哥的，也是很大不一样。
And then those who are going to the army again, national service, and many things are different.
那有一些进大学或进大专的也是不一样。
And those entering tertiary again, many changes.
有一些可能开始谈恋爱的也是很大不一样。
And those who fall in love again, many changes.
有些开始结婚了。
Some got married.
有些可能今年会做爸爸妈妈。
Some will become parents this year.
你都发现到都一直在新。
You realize that.Things keep changing and they are new.
而我们的国家刚刚庆祝五十周年。
And Singapore just celebrated SG50.
我最近非常高兴。
And I'm very happy recently.
我看到我们国家所要做的一些事。
I see some things that our country wants to do.
为什么我会高兴？
Why am I happy?
很多东西它很符合我们的这个创造的神学的东西。
Because many things are in accordance to our theology of a creation God.
我们要使到我们这个城市更加绿化。
We want to make the city or the nation more green.
我们本来就应该住在伊甸园的，你知道吗
？Indeed, we ought to live in the Garden of Eden.
So try to make our home be like a Garden of Eden.
就把家弄得像伊甸园那样美吧。
你可以做一点事情的。
You could do something about your home.
我们更加注重好的家庭关系。
We are more paying more attention to values of the family life.
昨天我看到我们的这个政府推动一项亲家庭的一些活动。
And so, government was, you know, having some measures for family or 亲家庭 is like pro-family kind of activities.
Yeah, 他让这个父亲、父母亲、孩子，甚至阿公阿嬷，透过一些游戏，透过一些促进他们的那一个。关系这样的一些活动，现在由政府也在推动。
So even the government has to plan such activities to improve the relationship between, you know, the various generations.
所以你看到说，我们教会以前这些是我们教会所注重，现在大家也都懂，所以我们的挑战也就更大，因为你要怎么做得比 ，you know, 吸引人家或者说更好。
In the past, these were things that the church was very concerned about, but now everyone is concerned about it and also doing something about it.
所以当我们更愿意注重这一些。很重要的这些价值观的时候，
so these are important values.
我们不再只是整天提钱钱钱，只是 economic growth.
So we are no longer talking about money, about growth.
我们是更加说我们要怎么样更好的来一起生活在这里。
But about how we can live together better.
更重要的，我们是多元种族，我们是互相尊重。
And more importantly, we are multi-racial, multi-religious, and we have to respect one another.
而新加坡更突出的就是我们的男女平等是比任何国家都真的更是男女平等。
And then in Singapore, is this equality between the gender?
这个是我们要好好去这个珍惜的。
Something that we are proud of and we should cherish.
当你读创世纪前面这个两章的时候
，When you read the first two chapters of Genesis.
你看到这些都是上帝最喜欢的事情。
You realize that these are things that are very pleasing to God.
我们能够在这些事情上去努力。
And when we can be work hard towards these things.
所以让我们继续来努力。
And we should work hard on it.
但是，除非我们认这个上帝是上帝。
But unless we acknowledge this God as our God.
除非我们认这个上帝是我们的王。
Unless we acknowledge this God as our King.
不然我们不觉得这些东西是最重要，这些东西是一定要去做的。
Otherwise, we may not feel that these are things that are very important and our priority.
就讲婚姻跟家庭。
Just talk about marriage life and family life.
不是今天所有的人都认同这个是最重要的。
Not everyone today will agree that this is the most important.
但是我想时间告诉我们，历史告诉我们，这个是上帝给我们的最好的一种人存活的一种方式。
But history and time has taught us that this is something that God has given to us that is a good way, is a good way to live.
但是我不是说强迫每个人一定要结婚。
Of course, I'm not compelling everyone to get married.
我的意思是说，你有你不结婚的理由。
You probably have your reason for not getting married.
但是我希望你不结婚，不是因为你反对结婚，你觉得结婚没有用，你觉得婚姻是家庭生活是不好。
But I hope that the reasons for you not setting up a family is not because you think that this is of the family relations is not good or it's not important.
而是你是觉得说可能你不适合，可能你不愿意这样子，不是说你讨厌你觉得它不好。
Not because you reject it, not because you think that it is not good, but because you think that the time has gone or this opportunity is not there.
我说，我想我们要很小心。
So let us be very careful.
每次我们从圣经看到一些事情。
When we see things from the Bible,
是好的。
They are good.
但是它不是成为一种来强迫压迫每个人的。
But we should not compel it and put it for everyone.
但是它必须让每个人看到为什么它是好的。
But we need to let everyone see why, in what way it is good.
但是也可以有一些呢，他可能不能够，他也觉得或者说不是他能够做到。
But for some people, it is not within their ability to do it.
但是他可以祝福那一些这样做的人。
But they can bless those who pursue it.
这个除非我们认同这样的上帝。
And unless we acknowledge such a God.
除非这样的上帝是我们的上帝。
Unless this God is our God.
不然我们不会认同这些价值观。
Otherwise, we will not acknowledge and accept these values.
而上帝要成为我们的上帝。
And to say that God is to be our God.
上帝甚至要成为我们的王。
To be our King.
这个是上帝一路来一直要做成的事情。
It's something that God has been doing and desires to do all along.
今天我们所看的这个马可福音这前面十五章。
And so the passage we read today, Mark chapter 1, the 15 verses,
就是在讲这件事。
It's talking about this.
什么事呢？
What is it talking about?
上帝要来做我们的王。
To say that God wants to come and be our king.
你记得刚才我们停在第十五节，如果你有圣经，请你也翻一下圣经。
We stopped at verse 15 just now.
耶稣说：“天国近了。”
Jesus says, "The kingdom of God is near."
要悔改。
Must repent.
那么，天国不是天堂。
Kingdom of God is not talking about paradise.
哦，不是说耶稣来了要带你去天堂。
It's not saying that Jesus has come, he will bring you to heaven.
天国就是指上帝要做王，是上帝是王。
Kingdom of God means God is king.
那么这句话，耶稣是对着当时的以色列人讲的。
And Jesus spoke these words to the Jews of that time.
好，那么我们要一步一步的呢来了解这样的一个这个事情。
And we need to understand this step by step.
让我用一点点时间给大家一些简单的这个介绍。
And let me give some time to introduce you to it.
那么我是不是可以做一个要求？
Can I have a request?
我希望说新的一年我们也有一些新的一些作风。
I wish that in the new year we have some new ways.
我发现到说，过去一年我们在敬拜的时候，大家都非常的这个投入。
I realized that in the past when we were worshiping, we were all very 投入 We put in a lot of our emotions, yeah.
啊，就是说刚才那个 sing and praise 的时候。
For example, the sing and praise just now.
我们可以不可以在听到的时候也多一点投入
？So can we be likewise have the same attitude of engagement when we are listening to the message?
其实你听到你不投入。是很严重的事情。
If you're not engaged when you're listening to a sermon, then it is a big problem.
那么什么叫做多一点的投入呢？
What does it mean to be more engaged?
可能你做一点点笔记。
Maybe you should take some notes, take out a pen.
这样的话，我相信对你会很大的帮助。
I believe this will be of great help to you.
因为如果你把全部的责任放在这边。
If you put all the responsibility onto the speaker,
就是这边要讲得很精彩，这边要讲到你听到很爽。
You say that, wow, the speaker has to be so entertaining.
我先跟你承认，我没有这个能力。
I admit to you, I don't have such ability.
我不是那几间大教会的那几个讲员，我没有这么 charisma.
I'm not so charismatic.
但是我很认真，我很用功。
But I'm hardworking.
我要把很重要的东西跟你分享。
And I'm serious, and I'm going to share things that's serious to you.
但是可能你需要做多一点点。
But you too need to do some work.
做一点笔记。
Make some notes.
那么可能你会发现到说帮助也更大。
And you will realize that it's of greater help to you.
OK, 回来马可福音。
So let's back to Mark.
马可福音是一本怎么样的书呢？
What kind of book is the Mark, Gospel of Mark?
它很短。
It's a very short book.
只有16章。
Yeah, only 16 chapters.
然后你一口气可以把它读完。
Yeah, you can read the whole book in one breath.
我建议你用一口气把它读完，或者是 one sitting。
Try,
就是卡巴常常用的。
Yeah, hold your breath and read it through the whole.
One sitting, 就是读完了，才屁股才离开坐椅子哈。
It is possible, just read it through in one sitting.
你会感觉到他的那种表达方式很特别。
You realize that the way of expression is very unique.
他是一个接着一个，一个接着一个，一次接着一个。
There are many many events that come one after another.
然后他没有太多那一些一些旁边的那些话
，There are not too many words, you know, in the embroidery.
他就是直接到那个事情。
It's just very sharp and immediate.
然后从事情到另外一个事情，他就像我们新加坡人，他 and then, 你去看看。
And that's the way it presents, you know, many and then.
啊，他没有再说哈，用他的文学，他们用一些文学，然后去表达代理，不是。
It doesn't try to round out with a lot of literary words.
那就因为这样。
Precisely because of this.
最近马可福音的学者们。
And so those are scholars of the Gospel of Mark.
开始发现到说，因为他这么原始。
Found it is because it is so raw.
就说他没有加太多的东西。
That it has not been polished.
他只讲应该告诉你的。
It only tells you what you need.
他不加太多的东西。
It doesn't add anything else.
这个更使到我们感觉到，他更是把主耶稣的事情呢。更加直接传给我们。
And we can feel it and sense it's something that is the passing the message of what about Jesus very directly to us.
那么从这个文学的角度。
And so from the literary point of view.
凡是马可福音所有的。
Everything that Mark has.
你也可以在马太找到。
Everything you can find in Mark, you can also find in Matthew.
你也可以在路加找到。
Likewise, you can also find it in Luke.
但是呢，你在路加找到一些只有路加有的。
But in Luke, you only find some things that's present in Luke.
马可没有
，cannot be found in Mark。
所以也就是说，这三本书的关系。
And so the relationship between Mark, Luke, and Matthew.
Mark 好像是他们共同的一个根本。
The Gospel of Mark seems to be the shared source between the other two books.
然后另外两个，他们有另外的这个一些资料关于耶稣。
And the other two books have some additional information about Jesus.
所以这个就告诉我们说，马可的那一种特殊性。
And so that allows us to see the uniqueness of Mark.
就是说，他留下了这个，他觉得应该要留下来的关于耶稣的事情。
The things that he found that he needs to lay down about Jesus.
那么以前呢，不是书写这么流行方便的。
So in the past, of course, people do not write.
是用
so convenient.
口传的。
It's many as oral tradition.
而且是用记忆的。
And your memory.
那马可成为这个写下来的时候。
And so when Mark became a written document,
大概什么时候呢
？When was that?
那这种 dating 的问题，你们不要太认真。
So do not spend too much time pondering over the dating.
因为很多时候 scholars, even scholars, 他们也没有办法 100% 讲，只是参考而已。
Scholars cannot pinpoint exactly.
大概是在主耶稣的诞生后65年到75年，或者是80年。
Possibly, yeah, A.D. 65, 70, 80.
但是它不是最早的。
But it is not the earliest source.
在我们手上圣经里面最早关于耶稣的事情是全部是保罗的书信。
So the earliest things we have about Jesus in the Bible is all came from letters of Paul.
所以保罗的书信是比福音书更早。
So the letters of Paul came earlier or were documented earlier than the Gospels.
但是他们都是非常宝贵的见证关于耶稣的事情。
But they were also very important testimony about Jesus.
因为除他之外呢，跟他们同时期的现在再也没有其他资料。
Because apart from this, in the same era, you cannot find any other resource.
那你听到有的是以后 迟一百年、两百年的。
And many other things that you heard about will be much later, maybe 80, 100, 200.
所以我们读马可福音的时候。
So when you read the Gospel of Mark,
你可以感觉到好像突然间耶稣在你的面前。
You could feel as if Jesus is standing right before you.
然后他没有让你机会可以喘气。
He doesn't give you enough time to take a breath.
他一件事情，一个事情又就来。
And things keep happening immediately.
单单这前面十五节。
Even just this 15 verse.
每一句话。
Every single verse.
真的每一句话。
Every sentence.
都有一个很丰富的背景。
Has a very rich background behind them.
所以今天你可以想象我多么困难。
So you realize how difficult it is for me this morning.
所以我要做一些选择。
So I need to pick and choose.
那么我们就讲回耶稣说天国近了，你们要悔改。
So I will just pick on this. I say the kingdom of God is near. That's what Jesus says. He says repent.
那耶稣先是对着犹太人讲的。
Jesus first spoke to the Jews.
所以当耶稣的事情记成马可福音的时候。
And then when these things became recorded into the Gospel of Mark,
那么除了犹太人之外，当然也有非犹太人可以读了。
Then apart from the Jews, then there are the non-Jewish people can read it as well.
所以他也向我们讲了。
So now he speaks to us too.
但是我们先回到耶稣本来讲的时候的那个对象。
But come back to the targeted audience that Jesus spoke to.
然后马可呢，他的开始很特别。
Mark started the Gospel very uniquely.
他说以赛亚，正如以赛亚说。
Was just like what the Isaiah prophet has said.
那你这里你就看到说，耶稣的事情就跟一个很长的背景有关系。
Then you realize that the events of Jesus is related to something very long ago.
他要引用以赛亚的那一句话。
He needs to use the words of Isaiah, the prophet.
那么他除了引用以赛亚，其实里面还有包括出埃及记。
Apart from Isaiah, he also used the words of Exodus.
也包括这个马拉基书，
马拉开，
就是那一节讲到说，我的使者呢要在前面预备道路。
And the event about saying that my messenger will prepare the way ahead of me.
预备什么道路
？What kind of way？
到底预备什么
？Prepare what？
这个，如果我们回到以赛亚书四十章
，If you were to go back to the book Isaiah chapter 40，
你能够翻的话，你翻，不然我念给你听。
Please flip through Isaiah chapter 40.
开始的时候就说安慰安慰我的百姓。
Beginning it says comfort comfort my people.
然后呢，他接下来就说耶和华要显现。
And after that it says the Lord will reveal Himself.
然后呢，上帝要开一条路。
It says God will prepare a way in the desert.
当这些话讲出来的时候
，When these words were spoken.
当时的以色列人刚好国家灭亡。
The Israelites were facing the time when the country has fallen.
然后他们就受到别的王来管他们。
And they were ruled by other kings.
那我们知道。
And we know.
以色列人本来他们的王是谁呢
？We know who the kings of Israel originally was.
上帝。
The king was God.
在哪里看到呢
？When can we see that?
那我要求大家一定要翻这段经文，出埃及记。
And for this, you need to go to the Bible, the book of Exodus.
出埃及记十五章十七、十八节，大家翻一道好吗？你的圣经，大家翻到出埃及记十五章。
Exodus 15, verse 17 to 18.
他这样说：你要将他们领进去，栽于你产业的山上，耶和华就是你自己所造的住处，主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所，耶和华必作王，直到永永远远。
You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of inheritance, the place, O Lord, that you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary. O Lord, your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever.
我们知道说出埃及的事情就是所谓的以色列人的救恩。
The events of Exodus was actually the event about the salvation of the Israelites.
那什么叫做救恩
？What then is salvation?
从哪里救出来？救了做什么？
What were you saved from, and to save for what?
啊，这一十出埃及十五章整章呢，就是最清楚的，但是这两节更加清楚。
And it's recorded very clearly in the book of in Exodus chapter 15.
他们是被法老控制的。
They were controlled by the Pharaoh.
甚至法老要把他们灭掉。
And he wanted to destroy them.
当然，我刚开始讲的时候，我们这个上帝是创造主。
When I started, I said our God is a creator God.
他是要大家活的。
He wants people to live.
所以我们这个信仰是一直在讲活，一直在讲有，我们不讲说空，我们不讲 nothingness。
And so our belief is always talking about living, about fulfillment.
We don't celebrate nothingness.
We do not celebrate voids.
我们是在赞赏有。
We are praising living and existence.
Yeah, 因为是上帝，他就是创造。
Because God is the God who creates.
但是以色列人遭遇到被毁灭、被灭亡。
But the Israelites were facing the threat of being destroyed.
上帝再把他们救出来。
And God saved them.
但是另外，人虽然活。
But human beings, even as we live,
但是如果不按照上帝的心意活呢，其实也等于就是好像自己在找死路。
But if we are not living according to God's will, then it's like seeking death.
所以呢，神不但把他们救出来。
So not only does God save them out,
也要他们呢属于上帝。
But also to allow them to belong to God.
就是说，他们愿意认神是王。
In other words, they must recognize God as God.
所以耶和华要重新再做他们的王。
And so God once again must be the King of them.
因为如果他们心里面没有耶和华是王的话，
because if you do not have God as your king in your
heart, 他们还是自己是王的话，
then you are still the king of your own.
他们没有办法把一个正常的一个创造的这种生活把它活出来的。
You will not be able to live out a life about creating.
所以神一定要把这个事情再带回来。
And therefore God has to bring this thing again.
但是我们知道他们后来他们又是不把上帝当王。
But we realize that even the Israelites, after they were saved, again they did not acknowledge God as God.
后来甚至到了亡国。
Again they were in brought to exile.
那刚才我们讲到说那个以赛亚的那个神的安慰。
And so we talk about this comforting of God in the book of Isaiah.
所以神又在讲说，我要带你们出来。
And God says once again, I will bring you out.
我要带你们经过一条新的路。
I'm going to bring you out that you can go embark on a new way.
但是不是像过去的
那个出来。But it's not like the way that was in the past.
但是我呢，就是要再带你们再走出来。
Yet I want to bring you out of this situation.
然后走出来，达到什么的这个阶段，达到什么境界呢？
But then what is the destination?
还是使到你们重新再认我是王。
Again, it is for you to acknowledge me and to live with me as your king.
在以赛亚书第六章的时候。
So in the Isaiah chapter 6.
当这个先知他蒙上帝呼召他。
When the prophet was called by God.
在以赛亚书六章，以赛亚说：“我看到耶和华高高坐在宝座上。”
Isaiah said, "I saw the Lord seated on the throne."
坐在宝座上就是说做王。
Seated on the throne means as king.
但是我们犹太人没有把他当王。
And yet we did not acknowledge him as king.
而我们现在被他管教，被他审判，也我们又失去一切。
And now we are disciplined and judged by him, and we have lost everything again.
但是上帝说，我要再回来。
But God says, I will come again.
我要再成为你们的王。
I will come again and be your king.
这个叫做救恩。
This is what it means for salvation.
所以除非犹太人在认回上帝是王。
So unless the Israelites acknowledge God as their God,
不然他们的整个生命，他们的整个生活不会再正常起来。
To acknowledge God as their King, otherwise their life will not be in right again.
但你发现到说是上帝呢，一直主动的要完成这样一件事情。
Then you realize it is God who always takes the initiative to accomplish this.
那么他说神要在旷野开路，神要呢在旷野呢做些什么？
You see, what will God do in the desert?
神要再一次呢，把自己显明出来。
He wants to reveal himself in glory.
然后让以色列人再看到他的荣耀。
That the Israelites will see again his glory.
再看到他的这个权柄，再看到他的能力。
His authority and his power.
当然，这样的事情不是等到耶稣出现的时候，神才开始在做。
Of course, things like that did not just happen only when Jesus arrived on the scene.
其实如果你读旧约的话，
If you have been reading the Old Testament,
上帝在那边那个时候已经开始做了。
God has already started work at that time.
一直到耶稣的时候。
All the time till Jesus came.
不同的是，耶稣呢是完全做成的。
The difference is that Jesus has fully accomplished that.
而且把它做到是最好，而且不会再改变。
And has accomplished it to the full and never change anymore.
在耶稣还没有来之前，
But before the coming of Jesus,
上帝已经不断开始在犹太人的身上让他们看见上帝要重新作为他们的王。
God has already started work amongst the Israelites to show them that he will be their king.
所以他们也在等。
And so they were also waiting.
他们在等一个完全的。
They were waiting for the perfect one.
现在耶稣出来说， 天国近了。
And now Jesus came on the scene and he says the kingdom of God is near.
就是他。
It is him.
是透过他把这个表达出来。
It is him that will express or manifest this.
所以马可福音开始的时候为什么会有一句话，他说耶稣基督上帝儿子福音的起头。
That's why in the beginning of the Mark it says the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the beginning of the
Son of God. 那么这个上帝儿子的意思就是王的意思。
And to say that this phrase, the Son of God, is to say the King.
因为在旧约里面呢，王被称为上帝的儿子。
Because in the Old Testament, the King is noted as being the Son of God.
这个 Son of God 不是在讲耶稣的神性的事情。
Not talking about the divinity of Jesus.
要回到旧约的那个整个系统。
Come back to the Old Testament system.
他一来是讲是王。
Talking about the King.
一来也是用在以色列人跟上帝，以色列人就是上帝的儿子。
It also used to describe the Israelites as the children of God or the sons of God.
是这样的，这一位呢，要重新再把上帝呢带来，再回来在以色列人的当中。
And it is this person, this son of God, who will bring once again God into the people.
所以耶稣说，你们要悔改。
And therefore Jesus says you have to repent.
为神重新再回来了。
Because God is near, God has come back again.
如果你不悔改的话，
if you do not repent,
这件事情跟你没有关系的。
This incident will have no relationship with you.
因为神跟以色列人，
because God and the Israelites,
他们就是因为走自己的路，
the Israelites walked their own path.
结果他们自找灭亡，
and it was a path of doom.
但是他们本来是属于神的。
But they originally belong to God.
而神有一个很不一样的路让他们可以走可以活的。
And God has given them a very entirely different road that they can embark on.
但是他们选择背叛背逆。
But they chose to reject and to betray God.
结果他们真的是自找灭亡。
And therefore they were destroyed.
所以但是神不放弃。
But God never gave up on them.
上帝还是要把那条活的路，那条不一样的一种创造性的一种的生命带来。
And God again wants to bring this living road and this creating kind of existence to them.
除非神愿意重新再来做他们的王。
Unless God comes to become their king.
使到他们心里面再有一个这样的一个王可以敬拜，可以尊重，可以愿意跟。
That in their hearts they can have such a God that they can follow and that they can worship.
但是他们如果要进入这样的一个情况的话，
But to enter into such a scenario,
他们一定要悔改。
To enter into such a scenario, they need to repent.
如果你只想坚持你自己的，
If you just want to insist on doing your way,
跟你一致你的那一个看法，跟你的那一个价值观，
Your old perceptions, your value systems,
你永远不让跟你不一样的东西进来，然后你重新想一想。
You reject to have new things to enter yourself and to ponder about this.
那这个就是基督徒所说的相信。
And this is what Christians talk about when we say believe.
不是指 anti-intellectual, 不要想，不是。
To believe is not talking about anti-intellectual.
不用理性，然后就是这样跳过去，不是。
So to believe means you do not need to rationalize, you just take a leap of faith.
而是说你转。
But to say to change,
你以前不考虑的，你以前不去注意的，你现在愿意去注意跟去重新去认识。
To believe means that in things that you can't ignore or you did not take note of, now you're willing to change and pay attention to.
耶稣出现了。
So Jesus appears now.
回到以色列人当中。
And he comes back to the Israelites.
他其实就是带着上帝自己来再一次来到他们的面前。
Actually, he brings himself. He brings God. Amongst them,
说你们要悔改。
It tells them you need to repent.
因为如果你们不打算放下，再重新来看我是怎么样。
Because if you do not let go or put down what you have and see anew who I am.
所以你读福音书的时候，从第十六节开始。
And so from the gospel verse 16 onwards.
你开始注意耶稣讲什么，耶稣说什么。
You will see that Jesus says some things and he does some things.
但是在你的旧的 old framework 里面。
But in your own framework.
你永远不明白，你也不真正能够有办法真正了解他在讲什么。
In the old framework, you will never be able to fully understand what he's saying or what he's doing.
只有你愿意先放下。
Unless you're willing to put down.
你再重新说，怎么是会是这样的呢？
Put down and see anew and say, how will things be like that?
怎么这个人说你的罪赦免呢？你是人呢，你怎么说你赦免另外人呢？你凭什么呢？
How can this man say that your sins are forgiven? Who are you to say that?
这个就是耶稣第一件在马可你看到的这个事情。
And that is the first incident that Jesus has done.
然后你再从这里慢慢的再去了解到底为什么是这样子。
Slowly and slowly, you try to understand why things are happening this way.
首先，先要是悔改。
But first, you need to repent.
对犹太人当然是。
Of course, it is for the Israelites.
对我们也是一样。
And more so also for us.
你知道，上帝原来本来就是我们的王。
You realize that God anyway has been our God all the time.
我们通常想到上帝的时候，我们都用我们比较现代的一些想法。
When we think about God, we tend to use the ways that we think in this time.
我们想说他是超自然的。
We say, oh, God is supernatural.
然后我们说我们是自然。
We are the natural being.
他是超自然的。
He is beyond natural.
或者是他是 transcendent. 我们是用我们现代这一种。
So we use our current kind of thinking.
但是圣经不是这样讲的。
But the Bible did not describe this way.
圣经一开始的时候是用关系来表达。
At the beginning, the Bible uses relationships to express this.
就是 how does God relate to us? 上帝跟我们是一种怎么样的关系？他是王。
He relates to us as king.
你说在哪里呢？
You say, where can I find that?
可能有一些人已经听到腻了，牧师整天重复这件事情。
Some people may feel, I'm so, you know, up here.
但是请你不要忘记，你的朋友可能今天第一次听。
But your friend here today may be the first time they're hearing it.
而为什么我一定要重复这件事情？
Therefore, I need to emphasize and repeat on this.
因为很多时候教会不是这样讲。
A lot times churches may not speak like this.
但是我觉得 we have to be biblical.
But we have to.
我们要照圣经的讲法。
And we speak as what the Bible presents.
在创世纪第二章第一到第三节。
In Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 to 3.
我想你很熟悉，那个就是创造第七天。
That is the creation and up to the seventh day.
然后那里说上帝歇了。
Then you say God rested from his work.
那么我们因为这个十诫的关系，我们就讲到重点是放在休息。
And then because of the Ten Commandments, we put the emphasis of the resting on rest.
在那边是重点是休息。
In Exodus, yes, it's about Sabbath rest.
但是在这边跟另外六天神的动作配合来看的时候。
But in Genesis, when you look at the events about God's creation, creating in the first six days.
然后再从 Ancient Near East 的那种 culture context 来看的时候。
From the culture context of the A&E.
它是在描述上帝在盖房子。
Description about God building something.
然后经过六天之后，他盖好了这个天地。
And after six days of building the universe.
然后他坐下来。
He sat down.
And rest.
Sat down and rest.
那么我们可以从以赛亚书六十六章一节给我们很大的帮助。
And from Isaiah 66, one verse, we can see something.
请你翻一下这个圣经好吗？希望你增加这个印象，或者你做一下 notes 一下。
Isaiah what 66?
六十六章一节。
Isaiah 66, chapter 1.
上帝自己说的，他说：“天是我的座位，这边有；地是我的脚凳。”
Something about God says the heaven is my throne and the
地是我的脚凳。
Earth is my footstool.
我就是坐在这里。
I just sat down.
做王。
Sat down and be king.
然后刚才我提到以赛亚书六章，以赛亚说耶和华高高坐在宝座上。
And in the book Isaiah chapter 6, I said, you know, God seated high and exalted on his throne.
所以这个整个创造的作为做完了之后。
And so this after the creation and then being the king of the creation.
上帝愿意在这个整个被造界里面做王。
God is delighted to be the king in this created world.
那么做王呢，他是要负责任来看住跟这个扶持着整个被造界。
And then to be the king, then he is responsible for upholding what he has created.
然后他派我们做他的代表。
And he sent us to be his representative.
这个就是所谓的我们是他的形象样式。
This is what it says that we are created in his image and his likeness.
所以我们其实也是要尊这个主为王。
And therefore we need to acknowledge his God as king.
然后我们才愿意照做。说王说，我们应该怎么活
？Then we can say that what the king has says, we will live like what he says.
伊甸园就是一个那个生活的和谐美好的方式。
And the Garden of Eden gives us this snapshot of what is a harmonious living.
你小心的再去看第一跟第二章创世纪。
If you read carefully Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2,
它看起来很简单。
Seems to be very easy.
好像有点神话故事。
A bit like a myth.
但是你小心的去读。
But if you read it carefully,
这里面在讲一种 最好的正常的什么叫做生活，什么叫做存活。
He's talking about what is right living and what is right and good, beautiful existence.
上帝把这样的一个世界带给我们。
God brings this world to us.
然后也要我们好好的在里面活。
He wants us to live wonderfully amidst it.
我们也要打理管理这整个环境。
And we need to take care of the whole environment.
我想今天我们更加知道什么叫做把环境打理好。
And today we have a better appreciation of what does it mean to take care of the climate.
上个月160多个国家的领袖在开会。
So the leaders of the 160 countries were met together last year.
我们新加坡的政府也已经把东海岸那边的地加高了。
We have also added higher to the east coast.
因为在2050年的时候，那个海水呢会涨。
Because in
不知道是不是你应该开始搬家，可能你的 property 会掉。
If you're living in the east coast, you might consider you might have to move.
但是不管怎么样。
Yeah, but no matter how.
现在年轻的你们这一代
，this generation, especially the younger ones.
我相信你们更能够感受到 Genesis 的那个意义。
You probably can sense a little bit more the significance of Genesis.
你也可以更能够感受到你接下来你读的书、你做的工作怎么样跟这个更加配合。
And then how it can link, you know, in your studies, in your career, in your work.
不论是 engineering 也好，工程也好
，whatever you're studying.
或者是人文的也好。
The arts, the humanities, the science.
你发现到说，这些都是要把这个世界把它管理的，把它处理的更好，更加有温馨，更加正常，更加让人愿意住在其中。
All this knowledge is to help us to have a better world and to sustain a better world that we can all live.
我们已经相信，已经认识这位创造主的。
We have already know and we acknowledge this.
我们更看到，应该更加了解这样的一个意义，更看到我们的学习跟我们的工作的那样的一个意义。
Then we need to see the significance in our learning and also in our work.
然后我们也很庆幸，我们的国家现在也开始很注重这样的一个事情。
And we are so pleased that our country is very concerned about events like that.
我希望2016年对你来说
，I hope that in the year 2016
是一个更美、更好的一个学习，更美、更好的一个这个努力。
It will be a better and a more wonderful.
好好做学生，好好做你的专业，好好做丈夫，好好做妻子，好好做孩子。
Be good at everything you're called to do.
不要因为 ISIS 以为是主耶稣要来了。
Don't think that because of the ISIS and the last days is coming or Jesus is coming again.
不要去听那一种什么主耶稣来的那种东西。
Do not listen to those end times things.
那些是怎么样解释都可以的。
You can explain in those ways whatever you want.
上帝没有放弃这个世界。
God has not given up.The world he has created.
上帝还要继续让这个世界成为一个美好的一个住处。
God will continue to allow this place to be a good place to live.
他都自己都来了。
Even God came to this place.
然后他今天主耶稣坐在上帝的右边。
And today Jesus is seated at the right hand of God.
他还管这个世界。
And he will continue to govern this world.
所以让我们既然相信他，承认他是我们的主。
So since we acknowledge him as our Lord, our King,
我们也好好的活在这个世界。
Let us also live well in the world.
不是说我们只是在教会，然后我们很认真，然后我们教会之外那个叫属世的。No.
We do not dichotomize that we live very well in during the church time, and then when secular time, we say you know it's lived separately.
Things that under the sun, 在热光之下。
Things under the sun.
的事情。
Things under the sun.
都是因为是创造主。
Happen because of the Creator God.
我们好好的把它做好。
Then let us do it well.
你重新再看看这里的每一个环境，每一个小小的植物，都重新你会发出这是一个很美的事情。
Look again at every big and small thing in this world, and you will see that this is a beautiful world.
值得我们真的好好的去生活，好好的去学习，好好的去爱主，也好好去。告诉人这样的一个上帝。
And it deserves us to live well in it and to tell others about it and to tell others about God.
他很愿意再一次来到我们当中。
Because God is very willing to come in our midst.
其实他已经来了。
He has already come.
他真的是要来到我们当中做我们的王。
He has come to be the king of us.
而当我们心里面有这样的一位王的时候。
And when we have such a king in our hearts.
我们自己也会做一个更好的王。
We too will become a better king.
我每个人都是王哎。
All of us are kings.
我每个人都有我们的要处理的东西。
There are many things that we need to manage.
要去支配的东西。
Things that we need to control.
要去分享的东西。
Things we need to share.
我希望你不去抢。
I hope you do not covet.
所以有了这样的一个王在我们心里面的时候。
When we have such a king in our heart.
我们会做更好的一个王。
We will be a better king.
因为我们是上帝的形象样式。
Because we are the image and likeness of God.
这也是福音。
This is good news.
Repent.
Repent.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，让我们的心转向你，让我们的心向你改变，让我们改变整个的想法，整个的看法，对这个世界，对我们自己，对我们所拥有的，对我们所要做的。求主你让我们先尊主你为主，在这新的一年当中，你做主做王，我们真的是按照主你自己的心愿、你的价值观、你的心意来生活。我们能够活得更加的精彩，活得更加的有意义，我们活得更加的不一样。虽然我们在其中有许多的问题要克服，但是你赐给我们足够的能力，你让我们的科技、你让我们的科学能够发展，你让我用在帮助跟使到人带来更大的这个福气。我们的医药、我们的医学、我们种种的这个能力，我们都一直在提升。求主你让这些都用在帮助人，而不是掠夺别人，或者是叫别人恐惧、别人害怕。主啊，我们愿意向你是和平、是公义、是平安。你是这样子做王的，求你让我们也做这样的王。祷告感谢，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。